You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. It's another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, into your cars, and we're just grateful to the radio station. Amen. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like today, it's raining outside. A little chilly, not too much. But guess what? Your miracle is still right there. You just got to believe. You just got to trust God and know that He is who He say He is, and He's going to do what He say He's going to do. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for another opportunity. We thank You for another time. We thank You for, God, how You have allowed us to come in today, God. And we thank You right now, Father God, that You are able, God. You are able, God, to do a ceiling above all we think or ask, Father. We thank You now, God, that You're still on the throne. We thank You now, God, that You're making a way out of no way for us, Father. We thank You now, God, that Your presence, oh God, is still with us, God, no matter what it looks like, God. No matter what it looks like, God, we thank You for the peace of God that passes all understanding and keep our hearts in tune. We're looking unto You, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, God, because besides You, there is no other, and we're grateful right now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Do me a favor. Do me one big favor. Let somebody know. Call your neighbor. Call a friend. Call somebody and tell them that Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins is on the air. Come on. It's on the air. And it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're looking for. No matter what it looks like. It's about time for your miracle. God can do it. I know He can do it. He will do it. Just trust Him. Praise God. I know He's able to do it, and He can do it. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know He can do anything but fail. Just trust God. When you can't trace Him, trust God. Hallelujah. When you know that He's able to do it, I want you to know, come on somebody, I want you to know that God is still here, and He's still on the throne, and He's working things out on your behalf. Praise our God. Trust Him. Trust Him. Let the enemy know. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I'm in the midst of. I know God is with me. Hallelujah. He said He'll never leave me, never forsake me. So I'm grateful today. I'm grateful. And I know God is with me. Hallelujah. He's with you. Trust God in all you do. Trust Him in all you do. And He said, all that ways, acknowledge Him, and He will do what? Direct your path. He will direct your path. All you got to do is trust God today. Looking unto Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise our God. Amen. I want you to be encouraged again. We want to thank God for our elect lady, only lady. Praise God. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. Praise God. And to our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown. Praise God. Thank God for you. Amen. Now, all our prophetesses and evangelists at the church that make up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. I want you to know God is who He say He is, and He's going to do what He say He's going to do. We must what? Trust God and believe that He is a rewarder to them that do what? Diligently seek Him. He is still on the throne. Praise our God. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, trust God. Trust God today. Trust God today. Believe God today. Hallelujah. Believe Him, because He is who He say He is, and He's going to do what He says He's going to do. I know He can, and I know He will. We want to thank God, amen. We want to thank God for you, those of you that came and was with us in our prayer revival on last week. Praise our God. We had a time in the prayer revival starting at 5 a.m. every morning. Come on. Hallelujah. And Tuesdays and Fridays, it was meeting me at 12 o'clock in the garden. Oh, praise God. And 7 o'clock p.m., amen, hallelujah. It was meeting God in the afternoon, meeting him in there, hallelujah, in the noontime, hallelujah. It was still God moved so graciously, amen. People was healed, delivered, set free, praise God. I'm telling you, what a time God moved with us in our prayer revival, amen. You, those of you that missed it, those of you that tune in to the broadcast, the Cypress Audience broadcast, you seen with yourself, you seen with your own eyes. Praise God. God did it. He did it. I believe it, and I'm going to stand on it. I know he did it, and I won't change my mind. Hallelujah. Won't change my confession. God did it for us in the prayer revival this week. So I want you to know that whatever you're looking for, whatever you believe in God for, God can do it. He will do it. We just got to walk in it and believe that God can and he will do exactly what you said. Just trust him. We want to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolence to you. Praise our God to you, you and you. Amen. We're praying for you that God will see you through. Praying that God will see you through. Hallelujah. I don't want you to be discouraged. Praise God. Because you're going through, I want you to know God is still with you. I want you to know he'll see you through. Amen. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. He will give you peace in the midst of the storm and what you're going through. Please just trust God and know that he can and he will see you through. Good morning. We want to say good morning to those that are on Cypress Audience. Good morning. God is able to see you through and bring you out. Just know you're in the middle of a miracle. There is nothing that the enemy can do to stop your miracle because God has spoken it and we believe it and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Yes, it shall come to pass. Praise God. Amen. I just want to encourage your hearts this morning. It's President's Day. Some of you have the day off and you're probably resting and doing some things, but I want you to be encouraged. Praise God. I want you to hold your head up high because we're in the midst of things going on. And we want you to know that God, he's still with us. You're in the midst of situations that you think you can't come out of. I want you to know that God is still with you. You're not alone. You're not alone. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. He is, come on somebody, he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And he will move according to your faith. According to your faith. He's giving you faith. But it's according to your faith. You got to believe God. No matter what it looks like. You got to believe God. Our God reigns. Our God is able to do exceeding abundant. All we think or ask. If we trust God. Come on somebody. Trust him. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you don't see him, when you don't feel like it. Come on, trust God. I want you to know God is. I want you to know that God can. He will deliver. He will heal. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. He's the same God. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. He is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Trust God. Trust God when you can't trace him. Come on, somebody. Trust God. I give it over to God. He is who he say he is. And he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Why? Because his word is his bond. And his bond is his word. Praise God. I want you to get ready. But guess what? It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. When you're walking through the storm, trust God. Trust him. Praise our God. Trust him. I want to invite you to come on and trust him. I want you to invite him to come on and accept him as your personal savior. Accept him in the midst of what you're going through. Accept God allow except God allow it, it cannot happen. So God allowed it. So guess what? He's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you out. So we got to what? Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Want to say that God bless you. Shout out to Pastor Antoine Brown. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Lady Rachel, God bless you. Oh, we thank God for y'all. God bless you and your church family. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to the Word of God. I want to encourage you today in the midst of what we're in the midst of what is going on, in the midst of our lives. Praise God. He is King of Kings. Again, He is Lord of Lords, and we trust Him. We trust Him today. Hallelujah. Good morning, Evangelist Mara. We trust God today because no matter what it looks like, I want you to know, tag and share somebody with this. Let them know it's about time for your miracle with Apostle Curtis Watkins. He's on the air. Oh, what a word. Hallelujah. I want you to know because God says in His word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does what? Deliver them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord do what? He delivered them out of them all. Now, come on. When you're going through some circumstances and situations, you must know this. You must believe this. You must say this. Come on. It's not to sack yourself out. Come on. It's not to walk away and say, well, it's not happening. I'm still yet going through it. But right here, according to the word of God, I'm going to read it again. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, not nobody else, but the Lord do what? He delivered them out of them all. He delivers. Praise the Lord. Songwriter wrote a song saying, He delivers. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. He is a deliverer. He is a healer. Yes, He is. Come on. The enemy wants you to start confessing and wants you to start saying what you're looking at from your material eye, out of your material eyes, out of your eyesight. Come on. But we got to see this through the word of God. We got to see this through the eyes of faith. His word says, according to His word, we believe His word. Come on. And we take Him at His word. So His word is His bond towards you and I. So if you got enough strength, come on, in the midst of what you in, to do what? To confess what the word say and stand on the word. Come on, no matter what it looks like, God is who He say He is in the midst of what you're in. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to come over. It's time for you to come cross. It's time for you to come out. Come on, hallelujah. Because one translation of the word says in the word of God, we are trapped. We are snared by the words of our mouth. Come on. So guess what? I'd rather be trapped. I'd rather be snared by the words of my mouth using the word of God than to be trapped, than to be snared by using my own words that coming out my mouth. Oh, that was real good for somebody right there. Come on. Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about it. You got to watch what you're saying when we're going through some difficult times in our lives, because our words take shape and form. Come on. Yes, it does. And it comes back. Hallelujah. So we got to be very careful what we're putting into the atmosphere. We got to be very careful how we putting things into the atmosphere. What are we putting into the atmosphere? What are we putting into the atmosphere where we're yet going through some things? Come on. Hallelujah. We got to put His word in the atmosphere. We got to put His word out there. Come on. Hallelujah. He says, my word will do what? Go out. Come on. Well, it will go out and it will not turn to Him void. So if we put His word out there, it's going to go out. It's going to do what? Accomplish what He sent it out to do. Come on. And it's going to return. Come on. His word is going to do what? Return. So you're going to have a return of what you're speaking, of what you're saying through the word of God. Praise God. I cannot be moved. Come on. I cannot be broken. Come on. I am an overcomer. Come on. I am healed. Come on. I am delivered. Come on. I am the righteousness of God. Come on, somebody. Come on. This is when you begin to speak and you begin to declare faith-filled words. Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Come on. Dominate. Come on, somebody. dominate, dominate. Come on, me to rule, dominate, me to take over. Come on, faith-filled words, dominate. I'm teaching real good this morning because it's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. This is what the word says right here. Many, hallelujah. Let's see, many, we dwelling on it again. Many, many, no matter what it is, no matter who it is, but you're righteous. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the Lord deliver them out of them all. Hallelujah. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he did what? He delivered me. Come on, out of my distress. Come on, somebody. Praise our God. You're going through situations and circumstances. Why? Because you're not really acknowledging God when you're going through it. Hallelujah. You're saying, okay, God, I trust you. But do you really trust it? When you keep, sometimes it don't happen right then. Sometimes you have to go through this as a process. But the key thing is God said, I will deliver them out of them all. Come on. I will deliver you. He will deliver you. He will heal you. He will bring you out. He will open doors. He will make the enemy come on here. He will shut the enemy's mouth. But we must continue to do what? Walk in what we believe. No matter what's been thrown at us, no matter what's been sent at us through the airways of the enemy. But we got to focus on many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord. But the Lord deliver them out of them all. Come on, somebody. Hey, I'm delivered. Praise the Lord. I'm set free. Praise the Lord. I'm healed. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. It ain't what it appears to be. It's not what it appears to be. Come on. Because the enemy wants you to look at, oh, poor me. The enemy wants you to look at, I'm going through. The enemy wants you to look at, you've been in this situation for a long time. Ain't nothing happening. Come on, the enemy wants to point all negative, come on here, against you, against the word of God. But listen, it's not up for discussion with the enemy because the Lord have already spoken. Hallelujah. That, as the song say, the Lord, God has spoken. Hallelujah. That, amen. That's it. It ain't up for discussion. It ain't up for my thoughts. It ain't for how I feel. It's what the word say. Y'all better come on here and help me. Come on, somebody. It's what the word say about it. It's what God has already spoken in the beginning over your life. Come on. Because why? He said in his word, I know the thoughts. I know the plan. Come on. That I think that I have towards you to do what? To give you an expecting end, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. So God is going to deliver you out of them. All you got to do is supply the faith that he's looking for. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't apply faith to you and worry too. Come on. You can't apply faith and apply doubt to you too. Come on, somebody. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve, he's able to do exceeding abundant all we think or ask. I want to tell somebody today, it's about time for your miracle. Get up. Get up from there. Hold your head up. You're going to go through it. We're going to go through it. We're going to go through it. But guess what? There's help. And there's help. Because why? My help coming from the Lord that do what? Made the heavens and the earth. And he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. You better come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on. God is. God is your help today. God is your peace today. God is your joy today. God is your deliverer today. Hallelujah. I want to encourage somebody right now. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to hold your head up high. Hallelujah, excuse me. It's time for you to hold your head up high. Come on, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord. But the Lord. But the Lord. Come on. But the Lord. I'm reminded what Job said. Hallelujah. In the book of Job. Hallelujah. A man that is born of a woman. Come on here. Come on. They are a few days, but they're full of trouble. But guess what? Here we go again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them out of all. This is what you need to get in your spirit. I don't care when you're going through, what you're going through, how you're going through it. This is what you need to quote and put on your lips. Many, 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 come on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them out of all. He is a deliverer. This is what I'm saying. Your miracle is nigh thee. It's in your mouth. Come on. You got to confess it. You got to say it. You got to walk it. You got to believe it. You got to go to bed in it. You got to get up in it. You got to go out throughout the day doing your daily chores, believing what God's word say. Come on. You got to go to work believing what God say, word say. Come on. You got to go to the grocery, go to the supermarket, believing what God's word say about your circumstance and your situation and your life. Come on. For I know the thoughts and the plan that I think towards you. Come on. Hallelujah. Not what you in, not what you ain't been in for a while and can't seem to come out. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody. It is what it is. What is it? His word is his bond. His word, his word, hallelujah, is able to do a scene of all we think or act if we operate in his word. Hallelujah. We got to operate in his word. We got to stand on his word. Hallelujah. Be not moved according to what you see. Be not moved about what you hear. Come on. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Stand, therefore, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand, therefore, having a helmet, hallelujah, hallelujah, having a helmet on your head, having a sword of the Spirit, come on, and your loins girded about with truth, and your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, come on, hallelujah, having on the helmet of salvation, come on, so when the enemy begin to start talking, hallelujah, it can't go in, it penetrates, come on, it knocks off, come on, hallelujah. So when the enemy try to come and pierce your heart, it protects your heart. How did the blessed pray? Hallelujah. I got the protection on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to fight and cut through that. Come on. Hallelujah. And I got my loins girded about with truth. Come on. I got on the blessed pray. Come on. I got my loins girded about with truth. And my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because I know I'm coming out of it. I know I'm coming out of it. It's about time for miracles. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to get up, come over, come across, come out. Come on, somebody. I come to snatch somebody out this morning. Snatch you out of that worry. Snatch you out of that doubt. Come on. Snatch you out of that unbelief. Come on here. For unbelief, unbelief make the word of God none effect. Come on. Unbelief, hallelujah, make the word of God none effect in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to go through it. By all means, we're going to go through it. That's what he says in his word. When thou walkest through the water, you won't be overdrowned. And when you go through the fire, you won't be burned. Come on, somebody. You got to come out of that. Get up. Get up. Get up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able to do a scene. He's able to do it. If you got enough faith to believe it, he's able enough to do it. God wants to bring you out. He wants to deliver you. His word is his bond again towards you. Hallelujah. People tell you they're going to do something. Yes, they will. And they fall. They don't come through. They fall out with it. Come on. Hallelujah. Then they don't even have enough destiny. Some of them to tell you, well, I thought I could do it, but I couldn't do it. But they won't say nothing. But I know a man. Hallelujah. He'll do anything and everything. Hallelujah. When you ask him according to his will for your life. Healing is his will for your life. Deliverance is his will for your life. Come on. Beloved, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. But we got to take him at his word. We're going through some difficult things. We're going through. Everybody is going through. It's nobody exempt. We're all going through. But we must take God at his word. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Come on. But the Lord. Come on, somebody. You need to type it in. You need to put it on your refrigerator. You need to put it on your door, your room door. Hallelujah. On your front door, on your windows. Put it all over your house. Put the word all in there. But the Lord, this household may be going through, but the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord. Nobody reign, nobody rules in here, but the Lord. And he going to bring us out. He going to see us through. Come on. Put it on the bottom of the shoes, on top of the shoebox. Oh, my God. Come on, glory to God. Put it on the garment back. Every time you go to the closet and pull it back looking for something, you will see many of the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord deliver us out of all. Come on, he'll deliver you. He will deliver you. Yes, he will. Come on, he's the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. He changed not. My God, it's about time for your miracle. Get up. It's about time for your miracle. Come out. Come on. Understand. 2 minutes left. The engineers come in to tell me 2 minutes left. Come on. Come on. Get your miracle. It's right there for you. Come on. I'm reminded of Peter was locked in jail. Amen. And the Bible said that it's saints prayed without ceasing. Praise God. And Peter came out. Peter came out of jail. And he came to the house where they was. And he was at the gate. And Rhoda came to open up the gate. I got to get out of here. I got to cut this. But guess what? There was a miracle knocking at the door. And it was Peter. Peter was out of jail. So guess what? There's a miracle knocking at your door. But you got to believe. You got to believe it. And you got to open up and get your miracle. Because guess what? Again, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord does what? Deliver them out of them all. 1 minute left. Just in case you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins. Hallelujah. If he said in his word, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe, there we go, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said thou shalt be saved. If you believe that, and you have confessed that along with me, guess what? You're saved. You're saved. Don't stop there. Ask him to fill you. Give for the Holy Ghost. Don't stop there. Abide. Get in somewhere under somebody's teaching. Amen. Under somebody, a man of God, that will lead you and guide you and feed you with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Our Lady. Come on. Looking forward to seeing you in these services. Why? Because it's about time for your miracle. Friday. Same station. Same time. Come on, it's about time for your miracle radio broadcast. Signing off right now. But right now, I've got to go. But he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. God bless you. It's my prayer.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.